We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul, thanks for jumping on and hanging out with us for a few minutes.
Guys, what's going on? Have you cracked the code with the Braves yet?
No, I haven't. And we've even changed our lineup here in studio just trying to figure things out, Paul. I mean, we're trying anything that we can. Here's what I want to start. Here's what I want to start with about the lineup is, yeah. How much do you think is Snicker feeling like the offense wasn't scoring enough runs versus we're just kind of on a 4-game losing streak? And I say that, and I'm kind of qualifying because, you know, you've seen some really good starting pitchers over the last week here, and a lot of teams are not going to score runs against some of the guys you've seen of late.
No, you're absolutely right, and in general, the offense has been very good. And hitting is the hardest thing to do in sports, in my opinion. So when you have a pitcher who's one of the best in the game, and it's not even like how good is that pitcher, it's really how well did he throw? How many pitches did he leave over the middle of the plate? How many should they, you know what I'm saying? How many should they have scored? And the offense, for the most part, I'm not worried about. They're very good hitters, and when pitchers make mistakes, you know, they're going to do some damage. But, you know, and then sometimes you do have to shake it up, whether that's because your guys aren't hitting in a certain position or you're just like, hey, I just want to come in and give us a fresh look. You know, baseball is over and over and over and over again. Sometimes when you walk in that locker room, there's a different lineup. There's a little change. It makes it a little more fun. And it changes guys' approach. Like, Acuna's going to hit differently at one than he is at four. You know, at one, he's going to be forced to be more patient because you are in that leadoff role. So his role walking up to the plate is going to be totally different, and some guys benefit from a different mindset walking up to the plate with different purpose.
Paul, are you a Acuna one or Acuna four kind of guy?
I'm an Acuna anywhere type guy. He is the fastest, his hands from the top. And this is from not just me as a pitcher, which I see, but these are from the top analytics, GMs, measurements, all those guys. His hands are lightning from the top down to explosion point of contact. There is nobody, including Mike Trout, who is quicker. And that was a sign, you know, when you talk to people who have seen Hank Aaron, they say, man, what was so good about Hank Aaron? And they said his hands were so quick. A lot of times it looked like he hit the ball out of the catcher's glove at the last minute. Acuna has those kinds of hands. To answer your question, in my heart, without being, you know, a goofball, I like him at one because it forces him to you know, be a little more patient, and I think he likes being at one, and he's got the speed certainly to do it, and so that's where I like him.
Paul Burt joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Braves analyst for Fox Sports South, as the Braves coming off their 2-1 victory last night in Arizona, 8-10 first pitch tonight. How do you see the closer role shaking out right now? Do you think Snitker, he likes Luke Jackson in that role, he's going to try to stick with him as long as he can, or do you think he will try some different guys as the situation calls for?
I think he'll try some situations, you know, but I will say this. If everybody's available, I think he will go to Luke Jackson in that role. Here's what I like about Luke Jackson. Headband, hair going everywhere in the locker room, kind of a little goofy. Doesn't put too much pressure on himself. And I think there is something to that when he comes in the game. You know, I was a guy that put a lot of pressure on myself. I think A.J. Minter put a lot of pressure on himself. And so sometimes in that closer role, you know, you need a guy with the mindset. It's not that he doesn't care. It's just that he's just kind of, you know, happy-go-lucky and give me the ball and I'm not going to overthink. And, you know, he certainly has very, very good stuff. And it's been nice to see him bounce back after Philadelphia. He's been, for the most part, lights out since that that opening series.
Paul, help me. You sure Mike Foltynewicz is healthy? You sure he's fully healthy and back and all this? I mean, what is the struggles then? It's been struggles in Gwinnett. It's been struggles up here. Sure he's healthy?
I don't think he's 100%. I think his velo's down just a little bit, but I think he's missed a lot of time too. You know, in spring training, you get 6 weeks, and you really get, you know, longer than that because you don't use February 15 to get ready. You get ready in late January, so on February 15, you look good, and you're easing into building up your innings at that point. So he's just off a little bit, and I think that he's going to be fine. I can't tell you if that's going to happen next start or five starts from now. But let's face it, we need him. We need the Mike Foltynewicz, the all-star, to return. Velo's a little bit down. I don't think he's 100%. I think you're right if I understand the way you led that question. And I think that, you know, we need him, and he's going to be – I'm excited to see how quickly he can return.
Paul Byrd on the waitfor.com hotlines with Talks and Brace. Paul, last thing for you with about a minute left. Sean Newcomb has been lights out in the bullpen.
Yeah.
But obviously everybody's looking at him as one of the answers at starter. Do you see anytime soon him sliding in, maybe as the schedule gets compressed and they need an extra arm? Or do you think Snitker likes this role and is going to ride this role with him for as long as he can get it?
Yeah, so I think I could see either happening. He could be a great spot starter, but the bullpen needs help right now, and he has helped solidify that bullpen. So it's hard for me to take him out of that role in an area that's very needed right now. I could see Snit going, you know, doing either way. Now, we'll say this. He went down. He's come back. He's angry. He's got fire. That is beautiful to see.
Well, one guy who's never angry, Paul Byrd. Follow him on Twitter, at PaulByrd36, Braves analyst for Fox Sports South. Join us here on the waitfor.com hotline. As always, Paul, appreciate the time, buddy. Have fun and enjoy tonight.
You got it, guys. Let's get ready to go.
There you go. There you go. Appreciate it, Paul. There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.